Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And we are live on the show here today. It's Tuesday. You know what that means? Lots to talk about, including an appearance by Lance Storm, co-hosting the show today. And he's got a lot to talk about because we are going to talk about his memories of Sabu. And so that's going to be a good portion of the program here today. Lance's thoughts on Sabu. If I get a chance, I'm going to try and read some more of the memories people sent in over the past couple of days of Sabu. And then, of course, we've got all of the news from the last 24 hours. NXT is tonight. Dynamite Beach Break is tomorrow. We also had last night's Raw show, which was a pretty good show, although, for being honest, it was not the best crowd I've ever heard. But we're building up to Saturday night's main event, and Money in the Bank qualifiers start next week. And a lot of storylines taking place on Raw. We've also got notes on the NXT-CW relationship. CW president Brad Schwartz, very pleased. He must be a fan of NXT. I know I was very pleased watching the program last week. AEW's got another residency planned coming up this summer in Chicago, July 16th through 31st. They got a bunch of those coming up. And then we've got some notes on WWE ticket prices and the WWE SmackDown rating from this past week. AAA, WWE, TNA, the upcoming Triple Mania Regia show. Get that right? And plenty more. So anyway, back in a moment with Lance Storm. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. And don't forget your $10 cameos at 4W Online. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Just realize that deep-voiced man is going to be mentioning Mike Sempervivi until the end of time.
Unless you update it.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, you eventually did with Dave.
Did I?
Well, it originally had you and Dave.
Oh, about that. What'll I have him say? Sometimes other people.
There you go.
Seems to be a popular. All right. Well, yeah. Hey, Lance is here, everybody. Lance Storm. And Lance is going to attempt to give us some memories of Sabu while also not swearing here on terrestrial radio, which when you tell stories about wrestling, particularly Sabu, not always easy, Lance. But what's been on your mind the last few days?
Well, I first, you read my Facebook post yesterday, and it's I find I never know how hard different people's deaths hit you. And obviously, there's been 50-plus of them in my career, but Sabu's news had me literally in tears sitting on my flight when I got the news. So I think it's because, and it seems like a lot of people mention it, it's like as crazy and homicidal, genocidal, suicidal as his gimmick was.
We should mention, by the way, that he wasn't actually genocidal.
Or I always suicidal thought it was, or homicidal.
Well, I mean, the character was a little homicidal, and the character was a little suicidal, but I'm not sure the character was ever genocidal. This was like a catchphrase, and it's one of those things that you don't, I guess some people think about it, but when you really think about it, that was an odd one to add there after homicidal and suicidal.
They needed a third word that fit.
Yeah, there really aren't a lot, I guess.
Nope. But with all of the craziness that is and was Sabu, I think deep down he had a good heart, and I genuinely really liked the guy. And he's not a guy I would have thought that would be the case. So I was really saddened by his death. And I think my favorite story that I've told several times about Sabu, and it may have been the first singles match we had, and Sabu was as old school could get, and he didn't like that the ECW fans thought they knew everything. And he was like, they only know what we show them, and it's like, we dictate here. I'm like, okay. And so he decided he wanted to do a spot in our match that would elicit the "you effed up" chant, but it was a spot we planned and would execute perfectly because then he figured we were working them. And Sabu had his spot where he'd send a guy into the turnbuckle who would hit chest first. And when he bounced out, Sabu would jump off the second rope and do like a leg lariat. And I had that spot where if someone sent me to the corner, I would leap to the top rope and come back with a back elbow. So he's like, do that thing you do with the elbow. I'll do the thing I throw. And we'll just collide in midair like we screwed up. He says, they're going to chant it. They are. And I said, and then they're going to be wrong. And I'm like, okay. Because I had prided myself on going as long as possible without getting a you effed up chant. But Sabu was my senior. I'm not going to argue with him. So I'm like, all right, brother. And we went out there and he sent me the bucket. He's like, all right, hit that elbow. And he jumped up and we just crashed into each other and fell to the mat. And the crowd starts chanting, you effed up. They weren't on terrestrial radio, though. You effed up. You effed up. And I'm laying there, and Sabu's laughing. He's almost giggling. Ha, ah, we got him. We got him. Yep. We convinced them that we're not as good as we are, and we just messed up a spot, Sabu. But he managed to work them, and he was so happy. And it's my favorite memory of Sabu, because he did everything on his terms. He did what he wanted. He did things the way he wanted to do them, and that was just Sabu. And another just short memory that I left, he would almost always throw his punches in threes. And he had a really good punch. But he would always stiff me on the third one. But he would apologize on the first two. So like the first punch would be like, sorry, sorry. And then bam, I'd be like, ow. And I couldn't figure out whether he was pre-apologizing because he knew the stiff one was coming, or whether he was old school enough that he was apologizing that there was a little bit of air on the first two. But I always preferred the first two. But without I don't think there was a match we had that it wasn't sorry, sorry, and then potato. I'm like, thanks, brother. But that was Sabu. And one other one you'd mentioned before that Sabu would claim to at least occasionally mess up a spot so it looked more real, because he would explain it that if this was real, you wouldn't hit it every time. And I'm like, but if you can hit it every time, then that's real. But I think it was partially an excuse for the times that he didn't, but I don't know. Sabu.
Well,
Sabu.
You know, it's funny. If he would have said that to me, this would have been my explanation. Okay. Yes. If it's real, you wouldn't necessarily do it right every time, but you might. You know what I'm saying? You're not necessarily gonna mess something up that you do. And the fact is, if it is something that at some point you could mess up, then you will mess it up at some point, and then, you know, you don't have to mess it up on purpose because it will happen at some point. It's a weird analogy, but I think it was Bryan Danielson, actually. I once read an interview with him. And they were talking to him about working out. And they said, you know, like, what's your schedule? How many days do you work out? What days do you not? What days do you take off? What are your off days? Or maybe, like, what are your cheat days or whatever? It was something like that. Where, like, a normal person that lives at home, maybe they're like, I work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have, you know, my eating day is Saturday or whatever. And his response, I'm pretty sure it was Danielson, was like, I don't take any days off. And I don't have any cheat days. I don't schedule them, is what he said. I don't schedule an off day.
This was
I don't
me.
Was it you?
It was me, dummy.
Oh, was it? Okay, well, same thing. Yeah, so you can tell the story. You don't schedule it because it's going to happen.
Yes. Okay. The times that you're stranded in
I think Danielson said this, too, to be fair. I'm pretty sure. But
could
go
be,
ahead.
But I have told you this story specifically.
Okay.
But to that end, one other story.
Well, tell the story.
We were in Revere, Massachusetts, and it was Candido and I against...
I'm talking about the eating day, in case people don't remember the story.
Yeah, there's the days where you get stranded in an airport and you don't get home.
Yes.
And you're in an airport and you have to cheat because there's just crap food at an airport, or you can't go to the gym because you traveled all day. And it's like, those were my unscheduled cheat days or off days, because that would notoriously, if you planned a cheat day, the next day you had no choice because you're stuck in an airport and you end up with back-to-back cheat days.
Yes.
So they happen when they do. But to the match with Sabu, Candido and I against Rob and Sabu. And I think it was the night that Sabu tore Candido's ear off his head. But we've got this spot planned where we brawl out to the floor and there's a table between the guardrail and the ring, and Sabu is going to do the triple jump moonsault. And as we're fighting, I'm in a position where I can see Sabu out of the corner of my eye, and we're just all sort of heads and shoulders over the table. So as I see Sabu coming, I'm like, here he comes. Nope, he missed it. Oh, he's going for it again. No, he missed it. He's going to go for it again. Nope. And it's like, oh, crap. And it's like he'd do the chair, top rope, fall down, chair, top rope, fall down, chair, top rope. And then I guess the last time he just grabbed the top rope and hurled himself over. So just after I said, nope, you missed this one too. It's like, oh, crap, here he comes. And he sat on all three of our heads and we crashed to the floor and crowd went crazy. It was Revere and ECW and Sabu was an unpredictable guy, but I enjoyed working with him because it was always, it was a challenge and an adventure because you,
sounds about right.
It wasn't a choreographed everything era. And with Sabu, you never knew what was going to happen.
We got a couple of some other memories here of Sabu. I've been asking people. I'm going to read some of these. And if you want to jump in with a story related to it, you're welcome to do so. This person, Tony, says, I saw Sabu wrestle live twice. Once was at Harrisonburg High School in Harrisonburg, Virginia, 2005-2006. It was when TNA had a working deal with Hermie Sadler. Sabu wrestled Abyss in a coffin match. The match was fun. It was my first non-TV wrestling show. Some a few years later in an ECW WWE TV taping in a ladder match versus RVD. TV match was not as good as I was hoping, probably due to being a TV match. Highlight, though, was RVD trying to jump from the top turnbuckle to the contract hanging. He didn't even get close. Sabu won the match, had a chance against the title at Big Show at SummerSlam that year. He was a favorite of mine to watch, especially with the old WWE Network and Peacock making it easy to catch up. That is from Tony.
One more I just remembered. Impact players against Sabu and someone, or it was an angle, but it was me and Peach and Sabu was involved. And Sabu's supposed to run into the ring, and PJ's supposed to hit him with the cane, and Sabu decides he's going to gig his ear for the angle. But PJ swings right-handed with the cane, and Sabu gigs right-handed. So when he's getting in the ring, he's like, you got to cane me on this side of the head so I can gig that ear. But PJ's like, I can't swing left. I'll miss you. He's like, but I can't gig the other side. You got to swing left. PJ's like, I will miss. I don't care. Swing left. And they argued the whole time. And in the end, PJ, out of instinct, swung right, hit him in the left ear. Sabu gigged his right, and we went on with it anyway.
Well, he knocked the blood out the other side is what happened.
There you go.
Like that Kennedy assassination. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
John here says, regular listener to Observer Live. Heard you ask some Sabu memories. I was at one of his 1993 dark match tryouts for WWF. He wrestled Scott Taylor, who of course would go on to become Scotty Too Hotty, during one of the fall Raw tapings at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. Poughkeepsie, New York, right after he defeated Shane Douglas, for the ECW title. He gave the 5-minute performance of the tapings, outworking everybody, except maybe the 1-2-3 Kid and Marty Jannetty. Springboard moonsault to the outside, hurricane run off the top, etc. It wasn't clean, he was a bit sloppy, but this was like the Virgil, Ludwig Borga, Crush, Men on a Mission, Atom Bomb horror show area. We were just psyched he was possibly coming in to liven things up. Saw him exiting the parking garage after the show. Me and a couple of friends yelled for him. He totally ignored us. As he got closer, my buddy offered him up that the local Denny's had recently been closed by the health department, so just to be safe, he should hit the 24-hour diner if he's hungry. Sabu turned to us, gave the politest wave that a deathmatch maniac could ever give, and continued on his way. We talked about that wave for years. What a legend, and gone way too young. That's from John. And then one more here. I remember when I started watching ECW on TNN, every time he showed up, they would tell a story of him cutting his arm open and then closing it up with tape and finishing the match. I never actually saw that, but I thought that was the most hardcore thing ever back then. I don't know if they actually had many Sabu matches on TNN. I just remember watching highlights of him jumping from chairs inside the ring onto tables, probably with RVD on him outside the ring. That is from Al.
Yeah, that Born to be Wired match. I was there that night. I wrestled Shane Douglas in a much safer match earlier in the show. But yeah, he did the off-the-chair leg lariat in the corner that he would do with ropes, but he did it into barbed wire and put probably a 10, 11-inch gash through his bicep that was about as thick as your baby finger, and it was just bleeding like crazy. He sent Fonzie to the back, I need tape, and he comes out with a roll of tape, and Sabu's trying to wrap his arm in tape to stop bleeding, and I believe, I don't know the exact number, I think he took about 130, 140 stitches in the back from Dr. Mark. I sat there and watched them stitch him up afterwards. It was crazy.
So it was like that TNA match I watched.
That was 9 staples.
Golly.
So imagine 127 or 130 stitches.
Holy smokes. Well, there you go. You guys can keep sending your emails if you'd like to. Any memories of Sabu? And
another?
Yes.
Just when Chris and I were a team, Rob and Sabu were a team, and we were both feuding teams, and we did one of those dream partner matches where Chris picked Sabu and then I picked Rob, so we were partners with our opponents, but we also didn't get along with our partners. And that's when I had the idea for a spot. I don't know if anyone even noticed, but I liked it and they agreed that it was a cool idea for a spot. But we had Chris and Sabu do a double down. And then out of instinct, I'm doing air quotes for those watching, Chris crawled to my corner and Sabu crawled to Rob's corner and both tagged out. And then Rob and I stepped in and we both paused, looked back and went, wait a minute, that guy's not our partner that we just tagged. But then looked at each other and realized, like, well, he's my opponent. So we actually would be the other way around. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be the other way around. It would have been Rob and Candido, and Candido tagged me, Rob tagged Sabu, and I'm like, well, Sabu's my opponent too, so we just kept fighting even though we'd each tagged our opponents to get into the ring. So I don't know how many people noticed, but it was a spot we thought was cool and we did in a match.
Just saw something here.
What?
So, apparently on Reddit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So apparently on Reddit, there's a big thread, and the person who posted it apparently is a top 1% poster. I need to have a word with this person. But it quotes me from Observer Radio last night, and this is the quote. They put this in quotation marks. I don't know if it was just a one-night thing, but that crowd for Raw last night felt like they cared about very little, and they are going with very little, and I don't know if it's just the type of people that can afford tickets now or something else.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say anything resembling that. Anything. Like, brother, if you're going to quote me and put me in quotes, like, the least you can do is actually quote the quote as opposed to making something up and putting in quotes and saying that I said it. I did not say that. Now, I can segue into something because there was a we got something regarding ticket prices here today. During his annual appearance at the J.P. Morgan Global Technology, Media, and Communications Conference in Boston, TKO President and Chief Operating Officer Mark Shapiro spoke about WWE and UFC business, which included the upside he sees in both brands. One of these is ticket pricing, which he says has tremendous upside, in addition to site fees, dynamic pricing, which is essentially the price changes depending on, you know, when it is, and yield management. He defended TKO's decision to reduce yearly WWE live events to around 200 a year, a cut of what he said was 75% off the 300 WWE used to do. I thought I was bad at math. So the decision wasn't done just to improve margins, but that WWE already had a strong following. He feels 200 events is a good place to be, but they will continue to prune the schedule as time goes on. And
he's worse at math than you are.
Yeah, that's what I just said. They talked about tickets. And
200 dates a year is what they were doing when I worked there in 2003. They don't do anywhere near 200 dates a year now.
Well, I think, you know, it's 52 Raw, 52 SmackDown. There's 100 right there. And then there's, you know, all of the PLEs and Saturday night's main event. And then
doesn't matter. 200 is four a week.
Yeah.
They're not doing four a week.
Four a week. I have to figure this out. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's definitely less than that. It's probably about 140, I think. But anyway, essentially, there's no... It does not appear that they're going to be lowering ticket prices anytime soon. And the ticket price thing is kind of, hey, listen, let's put
Maybe
it this way.
Maybe he's counting NXT.
Put it this way, okay? I didn't get credentialed for WrestleMania, all right? And thankfully, very nice fella, Philip, worked out a deal, ended up sitting next to him for both nights of WrestleMania. Very thankful to Philip. But, prior to that happening, and, you know, before they, like, the very last day when they start really dropping, you can get some cheap seats for $100 at WrestleMania. Like, I looked at those prices, and it's like, man, I'll watch it in the suite or something. I ain't spending that kind of money to go to WrestleMania. It's crazy, the amount of the WrestleMania ticket prices. So, like, as a person, as a human, you know, I don't want to spend that kind of money. But here's the thing. I get it. They're expensive. A lot of people can't afford them. But it is also a publicly traded company in a business. And you ever tried to get tickets to Taylor Swift or anything? It's like they are selling out at those prices. It makes no sense for them to lower the prices. They are going to sell tickets at those prices until they aren't doing as well anymore, and then if they need to, they will drop the ticket prices. But to expect them, when they're selling out these shows at preposterous ticket prices, to expect, and it's not just WWE, it's anybody. Anybody selling tickets, you expect them to just lower prices for fun? It's not going to happen. That's the way things are. There are people willing to pay. There was even that video. This is Randy Orton we're talking about. You know how much money Randy Orton has? There's a video of Randy Orton, and he's meeting these fans at WrestleMania. And, you know, he nonchalantly asks them, like, you know, how much did your tickets cost? And I don't know if they got, like, so they must have had some package that involved also meeting Randy Orton, so they got tickets for all these events and everything. And they said, like, $30,000 or something. And Randy Orton's like, $30,000? Like, you could just tell he's like, I would never pay that in a million years. And I got seven figures, eight figures, whatever that guy's got. He's like, no way. But you know what? People are paying it. So that's just the way things work.
As much as I think there is the risk of alienating fans, if the company wasn't doing whatever you call the type of pricing, scalpers would be. Like, the company might as well make it as opposed to third parties that are going to try to buy them and scalp them at a premium price. If people pay that, what can you do about it?
All right, a couple of other notes. NXT tonight, we've got Obafemi, Charlie Dempsey, not for the title.
Poor Charlie.
Wes Lee versus Tony D. And we have got a TNA title contract signing for a match on an NXT PLE, Joe Hendry defending the TNA title against Trick Williams. What a world. What a world we live in. You know, I was supposed to watch TNA the last 2 weeks, and first week, it wasn't up. Second week, they ran a live collision. But I'm going to start this week, Lance.
Get to it, brother.
Then we'll have some discussions. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell,
Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us. Beach Break is tomorrow. Jon Moxley, Samoa Joe, Steel Cage match. Will Ospreay and Hangman versus Takeshita and Josh Alexander. Ricochet and Zach Gowen. And Tony Storm, Sky Blue, Azumi, and Mina Shirakawa in a four-way match.
Let's hope TK flies in the right one-legged guy.
I don't think he's going to make that mistake, but...
Johnny Ace did.
Yes, he did. Ah, the stories. Well, what did you think of Raw?
I enjoyed it. I'm still having a... I took a long break, and the show has changed a lot, and there is a lot of show more than the wrestling, and I'm having a time adjusting to that. I very much enjoyed the main event. One of my big pet peeves now in wrestling are strikes that either miss or are clearly blocked, and I thought these ladies did a tremendous job of
hitting each other really hard, correct?
Well, I don't think it was really hard. I think they're actually really good.
Well, they are
and
really good.
Trust each other enough that they didn't have to block everything, but stuff made enough contact. But I believe, for the most part, was still safe. So I thought the four ladies put on a hell of a performance there in the main event.
Well, I thought the show was pretty good as well. You know, I gave a full review on a solo Observer Radio last night, in fact. But there are a couple things I want to kind of hammer home today. And one is I want to talk a little bit more about this Becky promo.
Me too.
Because, like, last night I was just, like, down on it, and I still am. But, you know, here's to me, I mean, here's the deal. Like, things work in wrestling, and then they don't. You know what I'm saying? And so it's okay to keep doing something as long as it works. But then when you can see that, okay, it's not working, well, that's when, okay, well, you know, I guess we got to probably, you know, change some stuff up here a little bit. And I think, like, I don't want to be too hard on the Becky promo because this really is the first time. Like, you know, I watch the shows and I talk about things. And there are things that I notice, and sometimes there are things that the listeners notice as well. Sometimes there are things that the listeners don't notice, and the listeners are like, you're nitpicking or whatever. There's always that. But then, you know, as you keep watching, at some point, everyone all of a sudden figures out what the hell's going on.
I think you're missing a bigger point, though.
Well, we'll get to that. But that's, to me, that's what happened here. It's like, if you watch Raw and SmackDown and Dynamite and Collision, by the way, and Jim Valley's been talking about this on Observer Live forever. The old, it's because of the fans. And you sometimes don't notice it, and then sometimes you do. And, you know, when she was doing her promo here, when she was just cutting a promo on her opponent, when she was just addressing the match with Lyra, talking about what happened, the fans were into it just fine. There was no problem. It was when she got into it's because of you fans that, like, they totally turned on it. They did the what thing from that point forward, and they were trying to drown her out because it was like they all just, like they had their fill. It's one too many because of the fans. And like I said yesterday, you know, it's fine. Sometimes... with John Cena, he's doing because of the fans, and it doesn't actually work because for the last decade, he's been over with the fans. If he would have cut this promo in 2012, that would have been one thing. Because, in fact, the fans, they were jerks to him.
It's bigger.
But not today. But you can get into that in a second, Lance. But I'm just going to say, they need to get off of this whole it's because of the fans thing. Everybody does it. Everybody. Every last single person does it. It's too many people. And it's gotten old. Now, what's your comment?
It's bigger than that because it's not the because of the fans. In my opinion, and they're in dangerous territory, it's the we're going to gaslight our fans and we're going to feed them what we want regardless of what they want. I think if you go back and it started, I think it was one of those vote matches on what match you want to see, and the company was planning on using Randy Orton in the match, and the fans voted a different match, and they sent Randy Orton out anyway. They ignored the balloting. And that's when the crowd started doing the CM Punk chants and chanting for people that weren't in the company, weren't on the show. And that's when the real hijacking of shows started. Because WWE was not listening to their fan base. They were saying, we're the only show in town, eat what we serve you. And I think they righted that when Vince left and Hunter took over and really started having people cast in the right roles. You know, because before that, they had Roman being booed when he was a face and John Cena being booed when he was a face, decades of it. And when they got it on the right page, their business picked up for the first time in a long time. And right now, they are going back to that because John Cena was unanimously being cheered and they decided to play the you turned on me, I hate you, and tried to get them boo them. And they've tried to turn Becky heel twice now. When fans love her. And I think they're going back to, we have a plan, we're going to do it no matter what. And the because of your fans is another example of gaslighting, like, well, Randy Orton didn't win the poll, but we're going to use him anyway. And I think, like you said, the fans started doing the what, and it's like they're no longer engaged in what she's saying. They're going into business for themselves. And they're hot. They will get away with it for a time being. And I hear, you know, many people like yourself or Dave with, oh, they're hot. It doesn't matter. I'm like, Eric Bischoff said that in the late 90s. Doesn't matter. Look, we're selling out. Doesn't matter. Look, we're selling out, until the fans got sick of being ignored and not listened to. And then they stopped selling out. And I think WWE would be well served at being careful with what they want to convince their audiences the truth, because fans don't buy it anymore.
Well, I got two things to say. Number one, this is not the Vince show, because in general, they do listen to the fans far more than they've done in decades. But there is one thing that the Becky and John Cena because of you fans have in common. And
it's untrue.
Exactly. And you know what they also have in common? I'll tell you. John Cena, the original idea was he was going to turn heel at WrestleMania. And apparently, like, the weekend of Elimination Chamber, you know, they kind of sprung it on him. You're turning heel on this show. And, you know, what was the impetus for him turning heel? Well, on that day, it was The Rock told him to do it. Well, then this Rock just vanishes. And what does Cena have? What happened to cause John Cena? Nothing.
It was
so,
no story.
Unlike a lot of these turns, like let's take Finn Balor, for example, and Dominic Mysterio, okay? They've been building up this turn for months and months and months and months, okay? When Dom turns babyface, they're not going to have to make up a story about why he turned. They've got months of storytelling for him to explain in his promos. They had none of that with John Cena. And literally all he could come up with was, in 2003... you guys started being really mean to me, or whatever it was. I'm still bitter about this 20 years later. Well, the other one is Becky was gone forever, okay? And I've said this countless times. when you are gone and you come back, with the exception of Charlotte Flair, you will be a babyface. People love to see stars come back and they cheer for them. But her idea was, I'm going to come back. This was her idea, by the way. I want to come back. I'm going to win the title with Lyra. I'm going to turn on her the next day. And there was no story building up to this. There was no months of build to her turning because this, and this happened. It was just, she came back and was mean. Well, why? Best they can come up with is because of you fans. So, like a lot of these, they don't have that problem. Every now and then, you know, Drew McIntyre will mention, you know, you fans didn't support me and you cheered Damian Priest. But at least in that case, that happened. They did support Damian Priest when this guy got screwed every time. So you can kind of give that one a little bit of a pass because, yeah, well, he's bringing up the fans, but he's also got a million things that actually happened that you can see. But the John Cena turn and the Becky turn, they were two turns that just came out of nowhere. There was no reason for it. And they've had to make up some stupid reason. I mean, in both cases, there should have been a storyline reason for them turning. And in both cases, that was completely lacking. And now we've got this stupid because of the fans, which the fans clearly aren't buying because it's not true. So anyway.
The Heyman turn, they came up with a good explanation.
Sure.
It was great.
Yeah.
Paul cut a great promo and actually explained stuff.
Sometimes it's, but you know, the other thing is, and they do a good job with this, but you also have to be careful, is, and I noticed it with Heyman, it's like they get in these patterns where now with the heels, with the exception of Drew, and actually, no, Drew was the beginning, I'm sorry, Drew kicked it off, you know, the real big push they're having for, you're a heel, but everything you say is true, and everything you do really is all justified, even though it's against people we like. And, you know, you kind of run the risk, like, a fan's turning the heel babyface, which is kind of starting now with Drew. And, you know, Paul Heyman, he gave that speech. It was an incredible speech last week. But you listen to his speech, and he wasn't wrong. And when it's over, it's kind of like, this guy was wronged very badly by this CM Punk. And then, you know, Punk comes out this week, and Seth is doing the same thing. He's saying, Punk, you're gaslighting people. You're talking about how he betrayed you. You're the guy who you made your best friend have to choose between you and his other friend. You're a horrible person. And when you think about it, it's like, yeah, you're right. Punk was manipulating his best friend and the other guy. And then it was even more bizarre because you had three baby faces and two heels. And it took the three baby faces, three on two and two chairs, to run these two baby faces off, who, by the way, are already getting cheered. So it's not perfect.
No, it's not. But I think more so than ever before, and we saw it with Eddie Guerrero, and we saw it with Stone Cold Steve Austin, if the fans are behind and believe in your baby face, you pointing out legitimate flaws in them just makes people more mad because they think you're holier than thou. Like, Eddie Guerrero lied, cheated, and stole. But lie, cheat, and steal was his gimmick, and fans didn't care because they loved Eddie. And Steve Austin was, you know, middle finger to everybody and screw you. But they didn't care because they liked him. And I think that's the important thing, is you have to know your audience and listen to your audience. And obviously be prepared to turn if need be. But I think there's people that just think Drew McIntyre is a little bit too sanctimonious with it, and he can stay a heel. Now, there will be a point when he turns because he's really good, but for the most part, people can accept that they don't like you pointing out the facts. That's life in America now.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm here joining us. Going to watch NXT tonight, see Charlie stretch that meathead. Man, oh man. This, of course, is building up to the NXT Battleground Show, May 25th, Obafemi versus Miles Bourne. My main man, Miles Bourne. Stephanie Vaquer versus Jordan Grace. Joe Hendry versus Trick Williams for the TNA title. And that's May 25th. And, of course, we've got Saturday night's main event the night before, which has Jey Uso and Logan Paul for the world title. That YouTuber, Jay called him. And CM Punk and Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. NBC! Saturday night's main event on NBC. And then the winner of that Jey Uso-Logan Paul match defends against Gunther on June 9th. And that's the day, 2 days after Money in the Bank. So it looks like no Jey Uso title defense at Money in the Bank. So that's the lineup. And Lance, what do you got coming up?
Impact Thursday nights, Access TV in the U.S., Sportsnet 360 in Canada, and May 23rd in Brampton, Ontario is Under Siege, which can be watched on, you know, Fight and the TNA Plus app.
Yeah, TNA Plus, not Impact Plus.
Nope.
As we talked about. All right, we're out of time, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Tonight, the Brian and V Show, Season 6, Episode 24 of Mid-South Wrestling. Season 6, Episode 24. Granny will be on the show. Vinnie, Craig, Sean, myself. It's going to be a fun time. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.